Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. The United Auto Workers expanded their week-long strike Friday to include 38 parts distribution centers in 20 states. UAW President Sean Fain says the big three automakers need to take worker demands seriously.
We're expecting to stand up strike in response to the lack of progress in bargaining with General Motors and Stellantis. We will shut down parts distribution until those two companies come to their senses and come to the table with a serious offer.
Fain says they've made progress with Ford Motors, whose facilities were left untouched in this latest round of strikes. Coastal Virginia and North Carolina are bracing for Tropical Storm Ophelia, which is forecast to make landfall within hours. Laura Fillion, a member station, WHRO, reports.
Cities as far inland as Richmond are preparing for damage from Ophelia. The storm has upgraded from a potential tropical cyclone to a full-blown tropical storm, clocking winds of over 50 miles per hour. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper and Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin have declared states of emergency ahead of the weekend. Youngkin told residents to put together emergency kits and stay informed using social media. The Virginia Department of Transportation said crews will be out in force before the storm hits, checking roadways and drains. Officials are reminding residents to turn around, don't drown, when encountering floodwaters. For NPR News, I'm Laura Fillion in Norfolk.
President Biden is creating a new office within the White House that will focus on finding new ways to prevent gun violence. As NPR's Asma Khalid reports, the move has long been sought after by activists.
The creation of this office comes as any hope for legislative solutions has stalled. And it comes as public opinion on the issue has shifted and Democrats have more publicly embraced gun reform. At the White House event, Biden pointed to statistics around gun deaths.
Today, guns, I never thought I'd even remotely say this in my whole career. Guns are the number one killer of children in America. Guns.
It's unacceptable, Biden said. This new office will try to identify any possible additional executive actions the president could take while also helping implement existing gun laws and coordinating resources for survivors. Asma Khalid, NPR News.
The U.S. and China have established two new working groups in an effort to ease tensions between the two countries. The groups will be a part of the U.S. Treasury Department and China's Ministry of Finance. Friday's announcement follows a string of visits to China this year by high-ranking Biden administration officials. Friday brought to an end Wall Street's worst week in 6 months. The Dow fell 106 points, while the S&P 500 was down by 0.2%. The Nasdaq dipped 0.1%. Treasury yields, meanwhile, eased a bit Friday after jumping earlier in the week to their highest levels in more than a decade. You're listening to NPR News. New research suggests some wild parrots perform drum solos with custom-made drumsticks as part of an elaborate musical display to woo potential mates. NPR's Maria Godoy reports.
The drumming is part of a mating display put on by male palm cockatoos, large parrots that live in remote parts of far northern Australia, lowland New Guinea, and some offshore islands. Females lay just a single egg every 2 years, so they're extremely picky about who they mate with. To catch their eye, male palm cockatoos will whistle, twirl, and bob, then break off a branch that they whittle into a drumstick. Researcher Rob Hinesone of Australian National University says not only do the males each have their own highly individualized drumstick design, they also have signature drumming styles.
Each one is expressing his individuality and his creativity, and that's part of what the females are going for when they're selecting the male they want to mate with. Now, it's a bit like humans selecting each other for intelligence.
The research was published by the Royal Society. Maria Godoy, NPR News.
Advertisements are coming soon to those who subscribe to the video service Amazon Prime. Viewers pay almost $140 a year for Prime, which includes the videos along with several other benefits. They can opt out of the ads by paying an additional $2.99 a month. The ads begin in the U.S. early next year. People who are tired of driving from Orlando, Florida to Miami now have another option. The Brightline high-speed train began operating between the two cities on Friday. It cost $5 billion to build a privately owned train line, and it takes passengers about 3.5 hours to travel between the two cities. That's about the same time it takes to drive the route. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.